Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. And you are. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, Mark, we have this Koran thing we could talk about down the line. I don't know if we'll ever get to it.
I don't think so either.
That's just how this show goes. You guys can bring up anything, and we'll talk to you about it. 855-453. You can take control here on Free Talk Live, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, where you're invited to enjoy the various features there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. As we jump right into your phone calls, let's go to Terry, listening in Medford, Oregon, KMed. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, it's a beautiful day here. Got to be 72, 75. How are you guys doing over there in Free Talk Land?
Are you serious?
It's snowy and cold.
I don't think I got to 72, but I bet it was pushing it right close to about 70.
Not too shabby. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Hey, you got a couple questions. One of them, how the libs work and how the conservatives work. Doesn't it seem like the libs want to take the cash and just hand it to people? And remember the old, after World War II, how everybody got out and went and piled rocks and built bridges and roads, you know, by hand, and they got paid penance. But everybody did something. How are we doing better by just giving people money for sitting around as I have them out there, you know, raking the ground with their fingers and being productive?
Well, I'm certainly against the idea of governmental redistribution, forced redistribution of wealth. I think that if we didn't have a government welfare program, we could have charities taking care of people that actually needed assistance, whether they be sick or in some way, you know, deficient, unable to take care of themselves, charities would be able to fill that gap. And you know, that way you would be able to decide with whom to give your or to whom to give your money, you know, how much to give to who to give it to, and you know whether they deserve it or not. And if they decide that they're not doing a good job, that they're giving money to people that don't deserve it, then you can pull your funds. And that's the one thing about government, is you can't pull your funds from them in protest of what they're doing. But I also disagree with what you know, a lot of conservatives and liberals are doing, and that is giving money to the military-industrial complex and other corporations, like corporate farmers and other folks like that. I don't believe in any forced redistribution of wealth, whether it be to an individual or to a corporation. So it all needs to stop.
But couldn't we take some of our government money and decide that we're going to go back to youth corp or whatever it is? But I mean, give some people some hands-on training on how to build and whatnot through government services.
Can you tell me a government program that has worked?
No, I don't. That's why I'm trying to make a new one that will.
No, please, just stop. Just stop.
Help me, baby. Help me.
It's so
damn simple to take it, to take government cash, and say, okay, well, we got a project.
It is.
We got some guys that know something, and we'll teach these guys how to do something. I mean,
but as soon as you get...
You have to have all of these government finance things because of the unions, I guess.
But the government sucks.
It's not the unions. It's the model of government. Governments fail to function in right-to-work states, too. There are plenty of states where unions aren't allowed at all. The government still doesn't function. It doesn't function because of a lack of responsibility.
You don't want government to teach things. You want the marketplace to teach things. Let people who want to learn things go and find the teachers. You know, when the student is ready, the master will appear. And so let the marketplace handle it, and people will learn things on their own through their own volition, through the incentives that are inherent in the open market. We don't need some government program, some bureaucracy created to teach someone how to dig a ditch. I mean, that's just not it's just completely unnecessary, and it would just inevitably end up being bureaucratic. The program, as all government programs do, would get larger and more you know, controlling, more taxing, more bureaucratic and bloated than it has ever been in the past. And
the more people that find out that it's successful, the more people they're going to try and rip it off, you know, and steal from it, you know.
Indeed, that seems to be the model. And it's not, I don't feel it's the people. People are going to react to incentives. If there were a bunch of quarters lying around on the ground, I wouldn't blame people for walking along and picking them up. The problem is that the organization that puts the quarters on the ground is stealing them from you and me. They have no mandate. They have no moral reason, no right to be taking the money that they do. They claim an arbitrary piece of land, and anybody in that land belongs to them. Everything in that land belongs to them. That land belongs to them. And if you so much as speak up against it, you know, their minions, people, the supporters of government will come down upon you as being un-American, or you don't like it, move to a banana republic, or you know, all these other things. If you refuse, if you say that I have a moral problem with it, then you know they're going to throw you in jail. Go ahead.
Well, we just need more cliches. That's what's going on with our world, is that everybody's got a line for this and that, and nobody's got no creativity, no desire, no nobody wants to put out a dollar to make 35 cents. Everybody wants to put out a dollar and make 85 bucks.
Terry, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, if you want to destroy incentive, just create a government program.
Yeah, I'm still looking for the answer to that successful government program. And I'm going to give the scenario that I always give. Look, you may get a program that does what it says it's supposed to do, but at what cost does it do it? If I go to the car dealer and I spend $85,000 to buy a Honda Accord, my wife is not going to call that a successful day. She's going to call that an utter catastrophe. And government projects regularly come in 2, 3, 10 times above budget.
Let's talk to Greg in Cleveland, Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, gentlemen. So last week you were speaking with the producer of those Prax Girl videos.
That's right, Prax Girl from the Prax Girl Praxeology YouTube channel.
Right, right. And you both made a comment that you'd never heard of praxeology before. And at first that sort of surprised me, but then I realized that, you know, of course, everyone's road to liberty is very different.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to encourage people, if they were curious about this or were sort of hearing around this idea of praxeology and Austrian economics and these big names like, you know, Ludwig von Mises, I think in discussions like this show, it gets to be a little technical, and it's sort of like a nerdy thing, like, oh, you're reading those big books, you know, which you know, I can understand. But I would really encourage people to look into these ideas further, not only to solidify their own understanding of liberty, which it, I mean, really did for me, but also to learn how to explain some liberty ideas to other people. And, you know, there are a few good resources online. TomWoods.com. I know he puts up a bunch of really simple reading to sort of explain a lot of these ideas. But I just wanted to share, you know, that I think it's valuable because, you know, some people do tend to think different ways, and my path to liberty really was through understanding the logic of praxeology.
So, and that was Mises that came up with it? Who was it that came up with praxeology?
Yeah, Ludwig von Mises wrote a book, Human Action.
And praxeology is the science of, or the logic of, studying right. The logic of human action?
Right. Well, praxeology is essentially boiling down the logic of being human to its, you know, rational core. So, for example, everything that I'm doing has some sort of purpose, because if I'm moving from here to there, it means I'm unsatisfied here and I want to be there. And I know that sounds like a very simple idea, and that's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. Once you take these simple ideas to their logical conclusions, you start to have a whole entire system of thought that is built around economics and really comes to solidify the ideas of liberty, which is sort of, it's kind of funny, because in the end this ends up being a value-free way of thinking, but that's kind of the point, because what you realize is that when you take away the values, you don't smuggle in this sort of preconceived notions into your thought, you come to realize, wow, so much of the statist idea, so much of the state really does smuggle in all sorts of values. And once you start to sort of get that out of your mind, you start to really think clearly things like...
And you can never go back. You can never turn back from discovering the ideas of liberty. Thanks, Greg, for the call. And, of course, there are so many resources, and we can't even begin to point you to them all. But we got some over at book.freekeen.com that can help you get started on the path to liberty. There's more coming up. Your calls, Free Talk Live.
Where do you want to go today? It's the 1,000 Places Travel Minute with Patricia Schultz, renowned travel expert and author of the number one New York Times bestseller, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, with one more place to add to your traveler's life list.
Iceland's Ring Road is one of my 1,000 places to see before you die. Just below the Arctic Circle lies a volcanic and otherworldly nation that is sadly misnamed. Iceland is, in fact, about 90% ice-free. The two-lane ring road, the only motorway circling the island, runs a roughly 830-mile loop. Along the way, you can stop and explore dramatic canyons, thundering waterfalls, and lava formations. Just outside of town, the island's fabled Blue Lagoon is one of the dozen public thermopools that are said to be Iceland's health and beauty secret. Sending up billowing white steam and a geothermal power plant just next door, the scene seems almost surreal, much like the entire island.
For more tips and information on the very best places to visit on your travels, please visit Patricia Schultz at 1000places.com. Do you know over 6 million people a year visit the Eiffel Tower? What you may not know is that just around the corner is a hidden cafe with the best croissants in Paris. When you travel with Trafalgar, you'll travel with an insider who will show you must-see sights and share unique experiences. So call 1-866-544-4434 today for a free brochure or visit us at trafalgar.com. See the world from the inside with Trafalgar.
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil. Better for the environment and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen high mileage and a Fram ToughGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733, and join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. They are free. Freetalklive.com features including our mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you want to get quick access to our live streams and podcast, just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com.
You have to have heard and seen ads for gold at this point. You know, for one, there's another precious metal out there. It's called silver. Secondly, a lot of these companies rely on you responding to the ad and not doing any kind of comparison shopping. Gold.freetalklive.com is a way for you to get your hands on some gold and silver that you possess, as opposed to storing it some other place, which is what I highly recommend. Whether you want it as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency, go check out gold.freetalklive.com before you buy any place else. When you buy gold.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live benefits, our syndicator benefits. It's a great deal. You benefit. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with you. And your thoughts will go to Toe, calling from Grand Rapids in Minnesota. Or excuse me, not Minnesota. We're actually on in both Grand Rapids, Minnesota and Michigan. This one's the Michigan one, listening to WTKG. Is your name actually Toe? Oh, it's Thomas, apparently. There we go.
Yes, you can spell it T-O-E-M-O-S-S, and that way the phonetic problem will be resolved.
Tomas, gotcha. I see what my board operator was trying to do now. He spelled it T-O-E hyphen M-A-S-S, and I thought he meant you were in Massachusetts, and it was very confusing to me. Anyway, good to have you on, Tomas. What's on your mind?
I feel the love. Listen, I'm an old Marine, and I'm very right-wing, and I am voting for Ron Paul.
Excellent.
And I'm going to tell you why. You may not say excellent after why, but
right.
I believe he has the most hawkish and best solution to the Middle East, because I believe if you cut all foreign aid to all those Muslim countries and you cut foreign aid also to Israel, we will be cutting that leash that we've had on Israel all these years, holding back their military. But you know what? Their military would be unleashed, because they could no longer afford the time. They would have to take care of their problem, because they could not rely on billions of dollars every year coming in.
You know, I've said on the show many times that I think Israel can take care of itself in the Middle East. Now, I'm not sure that war with Iran is the best thing for Israel, but I know that the Likud party in Israel is very interested in doing just that. So Israel needs to come to whatever conclusions. I've come to the conclusion the United States doesn't need to be involved in the business of, you know, these other nations and how they're dealing with each other, in the same way that, you know, nations didn't really get terribly involved in the United States revolution. These governments need to come to an equilibrium inside of their own country without our government upholding dictators and kings around the world. You know, whatever the result is, the result is.
A lot of people don't understand that Egypt and Lebanon and Syria and Iran have no nuclear weapons, and Israel has 200. It's like a 200-pound weightlifter asking us for help because a 37-pound fourth grader is bothering him.
Well, I think that many of these countries need to understand that if they go to war with Israel, you know, the next war, they should ask, you know, they should talk to the nations that have gone to war with Israel. The next war with Israel may not just last 3 days.
Yeah, it may last 3 hours.
Well, or it could last, much longer, which none of these things would be very good.
So, Tomas, basically you're saying you support Ron Paul because he wants to end foreign aid, which you believe will result in more war between countries, specifically Israel and other countries in the Middle East.
I think it will result in a very quick war in which Israel would be victorious, or it would result in the Muslim countries deciding that, you know what, maybe we better figure out how to get along with this guy, because now he's cornered and he's pulling out his big guns.
You know, I would rather see people get along, and if you're doing the right things, whether it's for the wrong reasons, that doesn't bother me too much. Tomas, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, I don't know what all the results would be of the United States choosing not to be in, you know, giving foreign aid. I think that this is what it's about, giving foreign aid to all these different countries. You know, what? Obviously, Pakistan is on this leash, so as is Israel. You know, these nations need to come to their own equilibrium. They need to figure out regionally how they're going to deal with each other.
Let's continue with William, listening to KBKW out on the west coast of Washington. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh.
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious what's going on over there in North Korea after Kim Jong-il died, and if his son is just as crazy as he was or not as crazy.
We followed some of the stories coming out of there right around the time of his death, and there's not a whole lot of information about his son. It's a very secluded...
Kim Jong-un.
Yes, a very secluded place where not a lot of information comes out because, well, the people are kept there by barbed wire fences, and there's no internet access of which to speak or, you know, any access to really be able to talk to those people over there. It's almost like a giant prison. So it's really hard to speculate. Some people have said that he may be a little bit more westernized because he did spend time in college in Germany. However, he was under constant guard by, you know, North Korean, his associates there that were kind of keeping an eye on him. So it still remains to be seen. We do know that that he is not the dear leader as his father and his grandfather were, that it's now more of a shared rulership over there between him and the military people, so he doesn't have the same level of influence or power that that his father did.
But they've talked about dismantling their nuclear program in order to get some more aid. So, you know, those seem to be positive signs to me. I'm looking for fewer nuclear weapons, if that's at all possible.
I mean, there have even been positive changes in Cuba after you know, Fidel Castro handed over power to Raul. I mean, it's certainly no paradise, but they have made some positive changes. So will the same things, similar things happen in North Korea? It all really remains to be seen at this point.
Yeah, I've seen a documentary about this doctor that went in and did a bunch of cataract surgeries.
Hmm.
And after all these people came back and he checked up on them, they all got up and praised the picture of Kim Jong-il and his father and didn't even say anything to the doctor for helping them.
Yeah, I've seen that same footage. It's really sick. They you know, they look at it. He's a god.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really, you know, thank God my eyes are fixed.
Exactly. Yeah. It's creepy to the max.
Now, remember, this is likely that doing it in front of the doctor was intended to be a thanks to the doctor at the same time. Different cultures have different ways to say things. If, for instance, you survived an automobile accident and I said, thank God, I'm not saying that you're a bad driver. I'm just saying, oh, good, I'm glad you're safe.
All that said, North Korea is a fascinating topic, and I think it should be pointed out, if anybody wants to learn more, there's some great documentaries out there about them. Netflix has a number of them, and it's just absolutely fascinating to learn about their culture as much as we possibly can here. But I think it's important to remember that the difference between North Korea and the U.S. is only by degrees, and people worship the state here just in a slightly different way. I thank you, William, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition of the show, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. The webcam's there. You can go and watch and listen and interact because the cam is on the same page as our chat room. So it's all there for you, and it's all free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous internet digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service that you have to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. Bitcoins, you can send and receive money without fees anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It says, you know, this is one of those things that changes the internet. Weusecoins.org. At least go see it. Even if you're not interested in getting any bitcoins, that you're not interested in transacting on the internet, you need to see this because you need to know how this is going to change the world. Weusecoins.org. Now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com to get started.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. Go to Bob, listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Appreciate your show.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys, you were talking earlier, mentioning about a program that the United States has that has actually functioned well, and I've had it for the last 40 minutes racking my brain, just like, you know what? They're stunned. They're absolutely stunned. Every time you turn around, another program is introduced. It blows up. And my question is, how do we get it back in the box? How do we get it back to what the government's supposed to be, what it was meant to be, instead of what it's become?
How would you do it to the Soviet Union? I mean, it's impossible at this point from my perspective.
It has to spend itself into insolvency, and it's darn close. I mean, it's working on it, you know, night and day, you know, at a rate that's incredible. I've heard numbers as high as $750,000 per individual is what the debt is, and you know, that it's sick that my 4-year-old son has that much debt.
No, your 4-year-old son doesn't have that much debt. He did not sign up for that, Mark, and you could not. You didn't sign up for it. I didn't sign up for it.
There's some government bureaucrat that believes that he does.
That may be true, but as long as we all don't believe it, then it doesn't matter. And really, this is all about beliefs. People believe in the government, and they believe that there's still some value in it. And until they stop believing in that, then...
Well, I believe there's value in government. I think that the federal government has...
I'm talking about the federal government. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear. Thank you for clearing that up. But I think that it's going to have to crash and burn, Bob, and I don't think there's any turning it around. Personally, I think, you know, if Ron Paul was elected, maybe that would slow the hemorrhaging, but I can't, you know, I don't think Ron Paul can save the patient, nor do I think it's worth saving.
I'm just wondering what the paradigm shift is going to happen. It's got to happen relatively quickly. If not, then I think what's happened to Greece, I know that's the new scare tactic, but it's true. It's coming around the corner, and it's got to change. And I think programs like yours and others out there can maybe get someone to think and change their mind.
I think the root of it, to some extent, the root, you know, near the root, the base of the problem, at the very least, is public education. The government runs schools, and whenever some organization runs schools, I went to a Christian school when I was growing up. You can believe they didn't teach me about Islam there. They taught me about Jesus Christ and how he's my personal savior and, you know, the whole thing. When you go to a government school, they teach you how the government is your savior and how government solve problems, how competition in the marketplace is bad. They teach you these things at these government schools, and this is why whenever anybody hears a problem, they think, well, how am I going to solve that with the government? And that's right. The first thing they go to. And sadly, like you said, you were racking your brain for 40 minutes trying to think of that one government. There had to have been one that worked, that one government program that really worked and worked efficiently.
It's crazy, but with schools, I mean, that's another investment that is created. I was hearing earlier this week, they were saying E through 16, basically preschool through 16, 4 years of college is going to be the norm, and that's what they're shooting for.
Great. More time that our young people can stay sitting in essentially a prison cell for the day than actually going out and making something out of their lives. And it's hard to come out against government schools because...
You hate education.
Right. You don't love children. Etc. There's all kinds of accusations that level at you. But actually, I do like the idea of education, which is why I don't want the government to be handling it, because I don't think the government does anything very well at all except for killing people around the world. That seems to be they seem to be fairly good at that, extracting money violently from people, etc. But you asked about a paradigm shift. And I think that's an important term to focus on here, because people do need to shift their paradigm. If they don't, if the federal government, or when the federal government comes to the point of, as you pointed out, Mark, insolvency or just crashing and burning and just not being able to make it anymore, if people still believe in the idea of the state, then we're just going to see a revolution happen. We're just going to see it all start over again. Some other person is going to seize power, or some group of people will seize power, and people will believe in them because they'll promise them things, and they'll tell them what they want to hear, and we'll be right back to where we started. And I don't want to be back where we started. I want to move on. I want to move on. I want to evolve. I want humans to evolve to the next great plateau for mankind. And in order to do that, we're going to have to leave behind the 5,000-year-old idea of the state. The state doesn't actually exist. It's only an idea in your mind. And what actually exists are human beings and how they treat one another. And as long as we think it's acceptable for one group of people to lord power over another group of people, which is what we have today in the auspices of the state, then we will never get to that next great plateau. As soon as humans are ready to accept the idea that it's not acceptable to aggress against their peaceful neighbor, that even if your neighbors are doing something you don't like, that you have to allow them to do that so you can be free to do what you like, until they get to that point, we're never going to see anything significant change. So the next big paradigm shift is the ending of the idea of the state, and we're not even close to that point yet.
I mean, do you think that they're slowly trying to take away the idea of the revolution by spitting on our Second Amendment and the First Amendment? I mean, I think that's the beginning of it, to try and make it to where it can be revolutionary through. To take things away from us slowly, and it ultimately ends up becoming an impossibility when it does get to the point when it has to happen.
Well, it'll never be impossible when it has to happen. I mean, if enough people are fed up, as we saw in Egypt, for instance, and in other places around the world, if enough people are fed up, you know, change is going to occur. But then, you know, you look at Egypt, okay, they got rid of Mubarak, and then the military took over. And now, you know, recently they were out in the streets again, because obviously military rule isn't really any better than the rule of the dictator. So
technology in the area of, weapons, though, even non-lethal weapons, make a revolution. Violent revolutions very, very difficult. Revolutions now that have existed, revolutions in the last few decades that have been successful have largely been nonviolent revolutions. Now, I don't know how the American people are going to go for that. Americans aren't really the protesting type. It's we're a pretty martial people, and
martial. What's that mean?
Martial means military oriented, violence oriented, and I just don't know. They deploy National Guard troops, armed National Guard troops during Katrina to take away people's weapons, among other things. And
people obediently opened the doors and, for the most part, gave them away. Bob, your final thoughts.
I just again want to thank you all for your program. I think it's a great conversation. I enjoy it every Saturday when I'm down in Charleston area. Keep up the great work. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate your thoughts and the question at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still moments remaining here, the remaining moments coming up next. Still enough time for your call and your thoughts. If you want to get in right now, you can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, and we call it that because you're free to call in and talk about whatever you want. And we do this thing live 7 nights per week. 855-453. 855-450-3733. More coming up.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared paired with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit. Delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com. Spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FlowJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for your call, your thoughts at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is by shopping with us. Maybe you've shopped at Amazon before if you've been online. Odds are good if you've been online for over a year, you probably have shopped at Amazon. It's pretty ubiquitous out there. Great prices, huge selection. When you enter Amazon through our special links over at shop.freetalklive.com, a portion of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. So you're still experiencing the same great Amazon shopping experience you're used to, with huge selection, great prices, free Super Saver shipping, a lot of their brand new items, and of course the user reviews, which I think are really useful. You're still experiencing Amazon as you normally do. It's just you're starting through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com, which means that Free Talk Live gets a cut of Amazon's profits. So they're still, you know, charging the same amounts there they usually do. It's just that we're getting a slice when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, we'll talk to Clay, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Hello, Clay.
Hey, how you doing? Listening to you on live and local radio.
Excellent. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I seem to be listening to you every Saturday night when I'm driving home from work. And I was wondering, you know, maybe I could offer up some sort of homework assignment for you. I know everybody hates homework, but...
No, I love homework.
Oh, good. You're talking about the cost of government programs. And, of course, we have costs, got to compare them to the benefit. And I think, like, an easy, accessible way to do it would take a program like the Keene Housing Authority. And for those who don't know, they provide, you know, low or no-cost housing to, you know, people who are underprivileged in the area around Keene. And if we could, like, find out exactly how much does that cost us or society to provide that free-to-no-cost housing, and compare that to how many people are actually having that housing, and you know how many people per month, and compare that to what you know the market price is for housing. You know, it would make a lot of sense if that number comes out to saying we're paying I don't know $2,000 a month to give somebody's apartment, who otherwise would cost $850 to $1,000.
Yeah, I think you're. I think you're right.
Number it is.
Well, I don't know about the Keene Housing Authority, but I can say sort of on a when you look at public schools. Now you're talking about a local issue, but this tends to be true everywhere.
Welfare housing is everywhere, though.
But when you look at you know, for instance, I know that there's a private school here in the Keene area that has a tuition of below $2,000 per student. However, in Keene, New Hampshire, they pay $14,000 per student.
The government does.
The government does. They steal money from taxpayers to do it.
Right.
So you're talking about seven times the amount, and that's kind of how government goes, you know?
You know, Clay, I would love for somebody to do the, you know, as far as the homework assignment goes, I'm gonna pass on it just because I've got my plate full of stuff to do. You know, I'm fairly busy with doing this radio show and blogging over at freekeen.com. You know, I'd love to see someone dig through the numbers. I'm not one of those, you know, numbersy people. Looking at a government budget book would drive me insane. But there are people that really dig that sort of work. So I think it would be very interesting to see exactly, you know, how many housing units does the so-called housing authority have, and what does it cost per housing unit to administer those housing units? I bet you're right. I bet they're spending twice what the market value of those housing units are, just based on, you know, how government works
and
how inefficient that it is, and how they, you know, they have an interest in supporting their bureaucracy first and foremost before actually helping people that need it. And of course, as we pointed out before, if we actually had a consensual government, one based on consent, then if we didn't like the way things were being run, we could just simply say, well, we're not going to fund you, but we'll give some money over here to this private organization that is helping people find homes, that is placing people in homes, or somehow offering lower priced homes to those folks. I would much rather be supporting that. It's one of the reasons why I support
Habitat for Humanity.
Well, it's one of the reasons why I support the local homeless shelter as well, the one that's not run by the government. I support them because they do a better job than the government ones do, and they do it for less.
I'll leave you this funny little tidbit here. I was going on Twitter, and I was searching for things on the Bearcat, and somebody on there twittered, completely unrelated, that I was trying to spell bureaucracy on my computer, and I spelled it so badly that it spit out Bearcat.
Thanks, Clay, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. You're referring to, by the way, the Bearcat, which is this militaristic tank truck vehicle that the federal government is foisting upon police departments all across the country. Over 300 of these things exist in various different police departments, large and apparently even small, because they're bringing one here to little old Keene, New Hampshire, and it's been quite the controversial issue here in the area recently, despite all of the attention brought to it, international attention, by the way, online, lots of articles being written about what was happening here, despite a huge outcry of opposition by the people in the area. Not one city council member changed their mind when they had the chance to reconsider this issue this week. Not one of them changed their minds, and they were overwhelmed with phone calls and the letters to the editor in the newspaper, the local talk radio show. Like 90% of the calls were against
this. This speaks back to what you were saying about government of consent. Yeah. You're saying, you know, because this is what these governments will always say in their documents. Here in the United States, you take a look at your state constitution, you take a look at the Declaration of Independence, good and just government comes from consent, as if they give a flying flip at a rolling hula hoop what you think about what they do. They're smart, you're dumb.
Right, they didn't care. I mean, people are overwhelming, like super majority. I'm not exaggerating when I say the super majority of people in the Keene area were against the Bearcat. But not one of those city councilors changed their mind. Not one of them had the courage to do what was right and vote against this thing. So it's coming as of right now. Hopefully we'll be able to maybe do something like paint it pink for breast cancer or something like that. I've been tossing that idea around. I went to a peace conference today in Keene, and I tossed that idea out to a few folks, and they supported it. They thought it was a good idea. In fact, another guy thought it would be a good idea to paint it differently on a regular basis. Maybe we could start with pink and then maybe let a kindergarten class paint it 1 month, or, you know, different themes, that sort of thing. for the holidays.
You know, if the police department is very concerned about stopping bullets from hitting them, they could care less what color the vehicle is painted.
Well, and
right?
if it's actually a rescue vehicle, as the police has been have been pitching people on, then it shouldn't matter if it's pink versus black.
Shouldn't be a problem.
Right.
You know, but in fact, many police departments are trying very, very hard to scare the bejesus out of their public.
That's right.
By dressing their officers in all black, giving them, the sunglasses in black so you can't see their eyes. The whole deal. They look for all the world like Darth Vader.
Well, as one of the city councilors here said, this Bearcat is going to put yet another wall between the people and the police. It's going to divide us even further. Separate the humanity from between the two groups. And that's sad, because if we actually had a police department that was focused on peace and was focused on keeping the peace, then they would want to be connected with people. They would want to be out there and close by the people that they're working with, not separated by armored walls. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Bill is listening in Medford to KMed in the West Coast in Oregon. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You guys can kind of consider yourself anarchists, I guess.
No, I wouldn't use that term. I think
anarchists are Europeans. Europeans that throw bombs.
If you really want to break the back of communism, let's repeal the 16th Amendment from the Bill of Rights.
Is that the Senate one?
That's income tax.
Out of politics, let's repeal the 17th Amendment and give the senators back to the states where they're elected by the people.
Sure. That all sounds fine. I don't think it's going to save the federal government.
I mean, which state government is responsible? I'm looking for that one.
What state government is responsible?
Acts responsibly when they use taxpayers' money.
Oh, well, see, that's the whole thing. By repealing the 16th, you get rid of all of that government money filtering down from the government. And to feed the beast, I would recommend something like a 0.005% sales tax. Only to be spent by the government the second year after being collected. And then I would also bring the Army into the Navy, because the Navy is typically self-defense where the armies are offensive.
I think you have a lot of good ideas, unfortunately.
A lot of great Band-Aids.
Right. I think that's fine. Of course, if you end the 16th Amendment, that still doesn't solve the problem with the Federal Reserve. So even if they were to end the income tax tomorrow, they would still have the ability to print money.
I'm working down a list of points there, guys.
I can tell, and I'm glad that you have them lined up. And unfortunately, we don't have time for the whole list tonight.
Okay.
But these are all good ideas. Of course, the question is, how likely are any of the people in Washington, D.C. to pick up that ball and run with it?
Electron Paul.
Well, Ron Paul would be a nice message to send to the rest of the country, but he's only one man and he can't do it all himself, and there are not 400 Ron Pauls or 535 of them.
How do you feel about, say, repealing the 16th Amendment?
I fully support it, but I'd rather put my money and effort towards secession and seceding from the United States.
I prefer a state government nullification, as Tom Woods talks about.
Well, whatever, Mark. Hey, we're out of time here tonight. Thanks for the call, Bill. I appreciate it. Just getting out of the federal government as much as possible, that's the solution. That's where I want to focus. See you later.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.